The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is July 24th, 2015, and we are sponsored by Dr. William Wong's Essentials. Dr. Wong is on here once a month. The guy is outstanding. I've known him for 15 years. He's sponsoring me to go to Iceland this year, and as everybody's known, and I don't hold back, I got a pretty bad shoulder ding about 3 months ago, which is just about feels like it's healed. That was in the left bicep that I had to have fixed when we went over to Iceland in eight. A bunch of us blew our biceps trying to pull 400-pound stones. It was a freaky thing, so I'm very careful on this left arm. But everything's progressing like crazy. Lifted some big stones last night. Did a lot of arm work last night because now I'm a big believer. When I used to listen to the wrong people or just do a minimum of it, I do believe you should have strong biceps, such when you're going and picking up a 418-pound stone and walking it for 50 meters. But that's a whole other thing. But I want to thank Dr. Wong. Great guy. Go out to www.docsprefer.com. And I know a lot of listeners have gone to him and are very happy with him. He'll treat you right, and he's got the best supplements out there. Also want to thank Logan Christopher of Superman Herbs. Logan's a regular on the show, too. SupermanHerbs.com, they're sponsoring me for Iceland, too. Next, we got Soren X Equipment, my buddy Bert Soren and his father Richard. Richard was just on 2 weeks ago talking about Anthony Vitillo, one of my favorites, unsung heroes. We had all about him, Mel Hennessy. Bill Hinburn did a big show with me about a week and a half ago. That's up. We're going after all the unsung heroes, I think, what they are. Incredible lifters. If you can pick up anything with the old Perry Raider Iron Man, go out and grab it. Anthony Vitillo wrote for Milo, too. And we've had Randy Strassen on here talking about it. Incredible stuff, man. You got to go out and check these guys out. But Soren X is sponsoring me, too, for Iceland. They sent me the oversized trap bar that you can pull out of the power rack and you can press it. Besides them, I'm not going to name their competitor. They're the only ones I know. This is one of the nicest, believe me, one of the nicest bars I've ever used in my life. Balanced, big knurling in it, a little bit oversized on the handles, smooth as silk. And I can't thank both of them enough for their help. Sorenx.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. Tell them I sent you. They'll know who I am. They're good people. Absolutely. So, the next thing. Top 10 Ways to Build Mind and Muscle. It's a free ebook I put out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. All you got to do is put in your email address. You get it, download it, away it goes. No glossy pictures, no models, 10 paragraphs to make you think. Basic things, that's all we talk about here now, is basic, basic, basic. And now I'm starting to see it all over Facebook. You don't need a lot of bullshit when you want to get big and strong. Stick to the basics. You want to throw some farmer's walk, tire flips, sandbags, whatever. It's all there, man. Think. It's the thinking man, 10 steps. So go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and check it out. Download it. Our Winner's Circle product is just about done. This is a big product that I worked on for a while. It's 12 modules, which go anywhere verbally from 27 minutes to 32. It's got everything from how I started out, what I did, how I felt all along the way, you know, where the clubs were I trained, back home. I think if you got the right mental beliefs and you can take it, I train outside in the snow. I told everybody this past year, it was so cold in the garage at one point. I was front squatting. I tried to rack the bar and it was stuck to my throat. That hurt a little bit coming off. And as I said before, you read all the stuff about the Vikings, and you know me in Iceland. I went out one day, it was probably zero out, no shirt, grabbed a big stone, walked up and down with it. I didn't know I was sweating, obviously, because obviously I wasn't even thinking about it. Try pulling a stone off when it's zero and it's sweat and it's stuck to your chest. I still got two scars on my pecs from it. That's all right, man. As the boys said in Iceland when we tore our biceps, you'll have a permanent scar forever from Iceland. At the time, I wasn't real happy about that, but now I got it. So check out the Winner's Circle at FiorelloBarbellCo.com and take a peek and see if you'd like to get into that. We'd love to have you. Next, this is only for New York residents. We've got Hearts Collision. That's Alex and Lori Verardi. They're out based in East Greenbush, heartscollision.com. Or you can call them at 518-477-7937. Anybody that listens to the show knows I'm training his 14-year-old son, who's over 6 feet. Good basketball player, about 145 pounds. He's getting his ass knocked all over the place. We've got him up to 151 after 9 workouts, all on trap bar work and strongman stuff. And that's, if you've been looking at some of the video, I'm a big sandbag guy, especially with these kids that are just starting out. We don't want any injuries with stones because we've got everything from 60 pounds here to 500. So, and all in between, made, you name it. He's doing fabulous, and I had him rolling a 240-pound sphere. It almost looked like a bear crawl, but he had a big, huge stone out in front of him the other night. I'll tell you what, man, we are running these drills up and down, light sandbags, stones. It was incredible. He did great. I said to him, you're not going to ever wear out on that court, and we aren't going to let anybody push you around. So he'll probably be at least 155 when he goes back. And he informed me last week that he likes strongman so much he might even think about going into contests. So I said, well, we got to get you up to 190 over the winter. His eyes lit up like it was Christmas. So we'll see what happens. Good kid, good family. I'm glad to work with him. So go out, give him a call, 518-477-7937. Tell him Eric sent you. Last but not least, Chris Bigelow. He does all the magic with Fiorella Barbell Company and Motivation and Muscle. MonsterDevelopment.com, 800-687-1609. We are working diligently to finish everything up, and obviously we're going to have a ton more stuff down the road. But that's neither here nor there. And then last but not least, go out to Motivation and Muscle and type on podcasting sponsorship. For $300 a month, you can come on here, and we're doing 7 to 12 shows a week. I know it's cheap, but we want to get people in. Chris will build anything you want as far as your branding goes. Of course, that's extra. But think about this. For the short amount of time, we got over 65,000 people. And I was just telling our guest, Ned Norton, that we're now out in the UK and Italy and everywhere. So Motivation Muscle is going to be big. And as we go through the show, I'm sure I'll be telling them other things. But the compliments and the feedback has been absolutely incredible. Well, we got a first-time guest on here, and this is a gentleman I've known for a long time, going back to the days of the Steel Pier when we were total little punks, and we got in shit with everybody, and I know a lot of people didn't like us either, and we don't really care. But today, it's a little different story. Unfortunately, the best gym ever is no longer with us, but I'd like to think Ned's got one, and I got one here that, you know, all that stuff rubbed off on you. Ned, I'm very envious of Ned what he's done here. He's part of and set up the Warriors on Wheels, and he owns this gym, and he brings these gentlemen and ladies in, obviously, who've had spinal damage of some sort or whatever else they're into. And I'll let Ned expand on that. And Ned does the best thing for them. He gives them their self-esteem, and he gives them their life back. And being a guy that had a brother, which was different with muscular dystrophy, and watching your brother rode in a wheelchair to the point then he passes on, I can relate big time with Ned on that. I'm very proud of what he's done. I mean, you know, he's been in, you know, for 25 years he's been doing this, but Ned's a lifelong lifter, man. He's like me and a lot of guys out there that never quit no matter what. And it was one of those things like, well, I'll do it for a year, pump my shit full of steroids, and then that'll be the end of me. You know, it was never like that. And, you know, to meet up with Ned again, and it was via, you know, I always ask my mailman, you ever see Ned? I used to see Ned sometimes out at a local grocery store. But, you know, you wonder what these guys are up to still, but Ned's been doing some great stuff. Ned is a power lifter, and he's coached bodybuilders, Olympic athletes. I mean, he's been around in the thick of it. And I talked to him before the show offline, and I hope Ned will come on here, and I'm sure he will. These are the type of people that I keep telling you on every show. I'm bringing them in, because this is the character we want with. So, Ned, I'm not going to say anymore. This has been long. Welcome to Motivation Muscle, my friend.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. Ned, give everybody a bio on yourself, short bio, the website and all that, and then we're going to kick right into the Warrior program.
You kind of covered it, Eric. I mean, we've been lifting forever, you know, back at the Y. You know, back when they had weights at the Y.
Yeah.
Nobody remembers that.
Yep.
And, you know, it got into our blood. And, you know, that's our resume. I mean, that's it, you know. And I was lucky enough to find a way. I've had a million jobs, like yourself, and I was either fired, quit, or found a way to get fired if it didn't involve working out, or if it bothered my workouts.
And you know what? I'm with you because, you know, the funny thing was, and you can relate to this totally. When we were in Iceland in 2008, we went on the big Viking pilgrimage, as they called it. And Peter Gudmundsson, his brother's famous. He competed against don't escape me here. Magnus Vermagnussen, okay? And if anybody wants to go out and see these guys, I think it was maybe 1995. They did a big thing with the Husafell stone, lifting it in the snow and shit. It was like a winter festival there. It was cool as hell. But to make a long story short, Toyota did the big thing. They sponsored us. We all went over via Bill Crawford. I can remember when I tore my arm, Ned, exactly, because the bulb went off when you said that. The first thing I said is, am I going to be able to lift again?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, I was that freaked, you know, because I was like, I never had a major injury. But go on. I know what you're saying.
That's our life. It's
a lifelong thing that I guess if you don't do it, you don't understand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and it's it's a feeling inside.
Yep.
You know, everybody thinks it's about the outside. It's the feeling inside, and that's especially what I do with the guys. I mean, it's that feeling you get inside, that of the inner strength and the confidence building. You can't put you can't describe that to people who don't understand. You know, you just can't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember back in the days of Colony Athletic when you started doing that. When I was reading the bio too, I mean, you know, I can remember back in those days. Now, obviously, I know you were training people and all that, and
right.
Well, and they came to you, right? Was that? I mean,
yeah. One guy, I'll tell you, a guy, just a regular dude in the gym, came in one day and he goes, you know, a friend of mine fell out of a tree, and he's just got a spinal cord injury. I'm really worried about him. He don't want to leave the house. You know, he doesn't want to do anything. You think if you can get him in here with the guys here, you know, it'd be a great atmosphere to hang out. You know, because you know how it was in those days. Everybody was really, everybody was really cool. It was like us against the world. And it was a cool thing just to be part of it. And I said, I don't know. Yeah, I guess send them in. I don't know. And, you know, that's how it started, Eric. It was that simple. It was nothing fancy. He came in, and, you know, the minute I saw you, well, you can bench press, then we're good. Let's go.
Yeah.
And that was it, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, and the thing is, man, it's amazing. Strength is something. Most people have no clue to what it's about. We've had different people on. We had a guy, Mike Gillette, on the other day. This guy's phenomenal, Ned. He works with a lot of young gymnasts, mainly women, girls, little girls. I mean, he's set up all kinds of stuff for, like, Disney. I mean, he's an ex-cop. He's ex-military. And he's right. He just wrote a new book about the psychology, you know, the mind and stuff. And we were talking all about that, and he's very fascinated, especially when we start talking about with Jimmy and all that stuff. And he and I really have struck quite a, I don't know, a rapport, but a respect. I mean, it's incredible. And he's just designed like a new bench bar for rehab shoulders. And he said to me the other day, you know, I want to send you one. I want you to try it because you had that problem, mm-hmm. you know, blah, blah, blah. And the thing that to get to the point is, the mental, this is something I don't think it's being hit upon a little bit now. And this is some things I've been working on. The mental end of everything, no one gets it, I don't think, to a point. Everybody thinks it's a physical deal. Now, right. when those gentlemen and ladies come in to you and you know they've had some physical trauma, if it's not permanent, you know that we've got to get these people mentally right. Because you know what I found with people more than anything, Ned, is this. I've had to deal with – I've dealt with a few people with weight loss, and we really did a great job with them. Mm-hmm. But the thing was that I noticed with them more than anything was like a self-hate. And I had a guy here. He was 71 years old. He had neuropathy in his feet. He had all that – I don't remember the name. You know where they they sew you up where you can't eat like crazy and all this. And,
oh, yeah.
I can't think of, the name will come to me, but yes, that's it. And he went from 430 pounds down to, I don't know, 300 plus. And when I met up with him, he was 280. So we got him down to about 230, and he couldn't believe it because I was like, stop worrying about weight. You know, let's keep getting notches on the belt. And that was going nuts. But I'll tell you what, almost had him thrown out of here. And another thing, too, which was interesting. He was so weak, he couldn't even turn the top off a pickle jar. Okay. So we got that taken care of, but that's a whole nother story. But the thing was, it almost got him kicked out of here permanently was he kept calling himself Fat Boy all the time. And one day I said to him, Kurt, I had enough of this. I said, you know, you're in my gym here. This is where I train. I don't want this pissant, weak shit around here anymore. And it was the only way I felt I could get it through him. Guess what, man? He never said it again.
Yeah.
But with these gentlemen and ladies, do you see a lot of emotional damage, like, right up front with them?
Well, you know, let me just touch on one thing before we get to that, Eric.
Go ahead.
You know, I tell you, when I had Bill Kazmaier come in for a seminar many, many years ago.
Yep.
And that's the one thing I learned from him. And he had told me, because he was very much into the mental aspect. Yep. Way back then, this is what, 80s?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, and you could see that he was on a different level. Even, you know, he would get into a space where he had his mental part controlled. And he would always tell, what he told me was, because we had a guy in the gym who you know, I'm not going to mention his name, and he had a tremendous body, okay? And he was capable of doing a lot of lifting and heavy stuff. But Kaz told me right away that he's not going to make it because the guys who make it have the computer, not just the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I've never forgot that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that was a simple statement.
Yep.
And of course he was right. We know, we all saw where he ended up.
I have a feeling I know who it is because 6 months ago I saw him at Bell and Apley on 155 in Albany Shaker Road.
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
And still pretty big and just walking around like there ain't much
physically gifted as he was, and he was.
Yep.
He didn't have the computer.
Nope.
And the guys, Kaz always said what he explained to me, and it was on the ride back in the airport. We were talking about, because you know the other guy was acting like an idiot, which is not surprising.
Yep.
So on the way back to the airport, he was telling me the guys who truly make it
mm-hmm.
are the guys who know that it's in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the body. He says there's a million guys who have a better machine than I have. That's what Kat said.
Yep.
You know, and here he is, the world's strongest guy at the time.
Yep.
He says there's a million guys that have a better machine than me, but there's only a handful that probably have a better computer than I have.
Without a doubt. I'll tell you, Kat, I've had a lot of the strong men on here. I had Old Hagen on not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is we got into that maybe as we get down near the end, if we got time. If not, it'll be for another show.
Okay.
This would be a lot of fun to talk about.
You could talk for like days, buddy.
Dude, that's the thing. I mean, I get people on here. It's hard to get them off in an hour because going, right?
Sorry.
Well, it's great. I mean, it's just if we can keep them glued to it, that's fine. I'll tell you what, Kazmaier's name constantly will come up, no matter what. It'll be like, who's your favorite? Who do you think was the best? Now, you're always going to keep hearing error, which I get kind of sick of. But, right. You know, the thing now is when you're looking at Shaw and Thor and all these guys are like 6'7", you know, 430, how much bigger are they going to get, or are they all going to start dropping like flies eventually? No one knows. But the consummate, I guess I would say at this point, the consensus, Kazmaier's name is always mentioned, but I got to believe it too, because I've been watching this guy for a long time, is Zivikas is the guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's anybody better than him, and from what I'm hearing from, I had Kenny.
Kaz would probably be the first one to tell you the same thing. He'd be the first guy to agree with you. And you got to remember, Kaz didn't get into the strongman thing until he got hurt.
Yeah, he got right late. It was late for him to get it. No, look, I'll tell you what.
That's another day. I know. We'll go.
No, that's not it. But I'll tell you something, because it reminded me of him last night. But he had retired by then. I'm sure you know. CBS now is carrying WSM, right?
Yes.
Because our friends at ESPN says everybody's on steroids, and I have to chuckle when I say that, because I hate to tell them just about every sport they got on that.
They wouldn't have anything on.
Exactly. Did you see all the CrossFitters that just got busted for juice?
Yeah.
It's hilarious, man. I don't even give a shit about
that. Don't even bring that up to me, please.
But here's the best. They had the 86 on with Jeff Capes, and they had on John Paul there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, man, I kind of like the older shit they were doing. They had David Webster, I think it might have been. I think it was him.
Yes.
Well, they did a great – he had the meat going because they used the McGlashan stones, all right?
That's right.
Okay. And they were short barrels loaded with sand, but it was more interesting to me than watching them having to put them up for height and shit. Now, I know now we're talking a 480-pound stone now, right? I don't think these stones are going much over 150 kilos, but that's a huge stone regardless, all right?
I got to see Sig Marston in person up in Montreal.
Yeah,
they had a World's Strongest Man up there, and I'll tell you what, you couldn't get a better event than to have Kaz and Sig Marston in the same event. Because not only do they have everything else, of course, but the charisma and the you know, they just got the crowd so into it. It was really, you know, even a casual guy who could give a shit about weightlifting or strongman or anything. Would be attracted to, man, these guys are awesome. I got to watch this, you know?
Absolutely.
They were awesome.
Well, when we went to Iceland, we went to John Paul's grave and all that, and it was quite an experience. We went up to Magnus's gym, but let's get back. I love it, man. This is good.
To go back to what you were talking about, that's the first thing I recognize when people do come in. Now, I work with people with all types of different disabilities from A to Z.
Yep.
And, you know, let's face it, whether you were either born with those cards, or if you suffered an accident and all of a sudden your life has changed. You know, you're being told now what you can't do. Everything is negative.
I agree.
You can't do this. You can't do that. And you know what? That's been my motto since day one when I started Warriors, that I do not care what you can't do, because we're going to focus on what you can do. And you know what? You can almost see the flame light inside their eyes. Honestly, I know that's dramatic or whatever, but you really can, Eric. And you know what? It's for the first time in a while that they have heard, well, you know what? Forget it. You're not going to be able to do that. Well, you know what? We got something we're going to do, and we're going to go as far as we can take it. And you know what? And everybody looks for a challenge in life, and to make themselves better, and it's perfect for them.
Well, you know what, Ned? Too. I mean, you hit it right on the noggin with today more than ever, you're told what you can't do. And, you know, you wonder why we're floating around here and nobody's got a handhold on anything. This is one of the reasons why, Look, when Motivation and Muscle came to me almost a year ago, a lot of people, you're going to get, well, why do you want to do that? Why? So, well, podcasts are growing like crazy. Now you can do the stuff, the new cars. You can listen to all in your car, anything like that. Anything's out on iTunes, you got. We're all over iTunes, right? So that wasn't even the position on that. This was my position, and I know you can relate to this. I think about that 10, 11-year-old kid that used to sit at the table drinking that shit protein that literally made you just run right out of you, okay? And I used to say to myself, you know, you'd look for anything to read, anything you could find. Right. You'd go anywhere. If you got your ass beat just to hang around and watch bigger guys, what the hell? It was worth it, right? So here's the best thing. I got to thinking before I started the show, I was like, what would that kid at 10 years old want to talk to Ned Norton about, or Mike Gillette, or Roger LaPointe, or John Hart, or all Bert Sorn, all these guys, you know, Bill Hinburn, Whitley, all the big bender. What would he like to talk to these guys about? And you know what? Here we are now. I mean, you know, having a program background allowed me to build this whole thing because it's all software and Skype and all these things that, you know, to do this was going to be over $3,000. I didn't have the money to do it. So I knew there was something I wanted to do. But the biggest thing of this whole deal is this. I say this all the time. We're going to have a million listeners, and we will, believe me. But the main thing is here, this is a table that's open to the 450-pound stone lifter or the 100-pound stone lifter or the guy that can only bench 200 as opposed to the guy that's benching 1,000, okay? Mm-hmm. The deal is here, all right? And you and I both know, because you're always going to have shitheads and people with this and that and the other thing. They don't last. They don't stick around. No. It's the guys and girls that are into this because they understand what physical culture and physical strength is all about. And they're going to be here till the day they put us all on the ground. That's the thing. And my point is this. Why don't we take what we got here and bring everybody in, man? Why don't we have something, a niche? You know, they're always talking your niche. Well, you know what? Will Dinwiddie was on here. Now, this guy's a big strong man out of Oregon. He's got a gym. And Mark Wechter is his, I guess you would say, his mentor. And Mark went over to Iceland, lifted the Husafell stone, went the whole sheep pen and nailed it. And it was beautiful, okay? And he said to me, he's coming on next month, and he said to me on the first show, he goes, I've gone out and listened to a lot of your shows. And he goes, I want to tell you this right now. He said, you are bringing all of this mainstream. I was like, well, wait a minute. I don't like that word. He goes, no, I don't mean it in the mainstream we're talking, right? He said, do you realize the stuff you're talking about? I mean, you're getting into arm wrestling. And he goes, I love all that stuff because this is his philosophy, Ned. You'll love this. He does all the Moss stuff, arm wrestling, everything. And I said, well, why do you do all that? And he said, because it makes me better at strongman. I've never heard anybody say that before. Yeah. And I was like, so that's his opinion. He goes, you are coming in the mainstream. That's why Warriors on Wheels is here today. That's why Muscular Dystrophy is here today. That's why all these strong women that you heard of are all over here today, and the men and everything. And the philosophical people. I bring people in here that have started businesses, that are entrepreneurs, because this is my thing. Not only do I want to make you as strong and as smart as you can be, but if you ever had a thought like you and I have done, that you want to be an entrepreneur and carve your own path, here you go. But yeah, but obviously,
you know, you're 100% right, Eric. I mean, yep. We've chosen a life path that we don't want to be like everybody else.
Exactly.
And so why then, you know, the key and the thing that completes it is we find something that nobody else wants to do but us.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And that's what we do. You know, we couldn't, both of us are in the same thing. We're doing something we love to do.
Yep.
And now we found a way that we may be able to make a sort of a living at it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
No, you know, that's the key to life, and nobody understands that.
No, and you know what? Hey, Ned, you know, I hear this all the time. Well, if you're doing all this stuff, and on paper, you look at the websites, it looks like I could be making $1 million a month, okay? And they'll say to me, how things going? I said, everything's going good. You know, we're moving. You know, you get hit a few times, you get up, you're on one knee, you get up, you know. And my philosophy is, even if you get knocked on your back, as long as you're looking up, you still can stand up, all right? And, you know, I'll hear this. Well, why aren't you making a lot more money? Or how come the show hasn't exploded now to 100,000 people? And I said like this. I said, have you ever planted a seed in the garden? And they're like, yeah. What happens to a seed? What do you have to do? Well, you have to water it, nurture it, the sun, everything. I said, I'm doing the same thing you're doing. Only I am trying here with the idea of succeeding, which I have, in my opinion, so far, to make a living, to help people, to solve problems, and most of all, you know, if we expand into the realm I'm going to go, I mean, we're going to be doing contests for, like, muscular dystrophy. You know, I'd love to do some stuff with you. I get some of the guys up and put on some stuff, you know.
Sure.
You know, I know David Whitley. I mean, one of the best benders in the world. I know I could get him. The kids would go nuts, man. And, you know, when you talk about attitude and winning and, you know, you get these poor guys and girls that are damaged, and they're more you know, you don't know the psychological damage. You know, we can look at somebody physically and say, wow, but everybody handles things different. Because I know, like, when I tore my bicep and I came home, and, you know, we were in Icelandic air, and, you know, I had to call home and say, look, you know, I didn't have to, but I figured I should. You know, this happened. Well, what are you going to do? I said, well, I can have it done here, but I'll wait probably till I get home, but I just want to give you a heads up. And, you know, before I went there, I heard a number of people saying, well, why would you want to do it? And you're going in November, not a good time. Well, sorry, the body was ready in November. There are other things going on, blah, 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 blah. You know, I will say one thing, and I'm glad I didn't hear it because I don't know what I would have done to somebody. I didn't hear anybody say, you know, well, I tried to tell you so. I think they knew that they were walking on an area that you don't walk on with anybody. And you know, the thing was, and this is a whole mental thing, you know, because like I said to the doctor, the first words out of my mouth was, will I ever be able to lift again? Because you blow a bicep, you know, like that, they've got to go in, thread it through the elbow. And the main thing they told me, and it scared the shit out of me, was, because at the time, and it doesn't matter, I use my hands for everything, was this. You know, if we nick a nerve, you could lose your hand.
Yep, your grip's.
That's some scary shit, man.
Absolutely.
All right? And I had to face that mentally. And I'll make this quick because this isn't about me, but this all ties into this whole deal. I was lucky, you know, being a lifelong subscriber to Milo, I had read about this guy, Steve Helmicki, in Buffalo. And he had done that. He had been a world-class powerlifter. He blew his bicep off, and he does a lot of unique stuff, big neck guy, the whole thing. I just reached out to him. I didn't even know him, and he said, I'd love to help you out. And make a long story short, you know, we got him on the show. He's a big shot out in Buffalo. We built a stone for him. He's got the second steel stone out of three, soon to be four tomorrow. But, you know, you meet people, they help you out, and here I am today. And, you know, we've got that other tweak that's almost gone. And, you know, we're ready to fly, I hope, you know, in the next 3 months, because I'm 12 weeks behind. But the point of the matter is that mental thing can make you or break you. And I was not going to let that break me, because I'll tell you what, Ned, the craziest thing was when I grabbed the stone for the first time and pulled it up and snapped it up and just bear hugged it. And I'll admit, I had fear, because you know what you think about? Am I going to blow that arm out the first time I pull that rock? Well, guess what? It didn't happen, and here we are today.
And how great did it feel?
It
was like getting your life back.
Totally. And, you know, not only that, it was just like, you know, like when you just feel like you're carrying shit on top. You know, picture you're walking down the street with a 500 pounds on your shoulder, a yoke. And you got to go for time, and it's heavier than a bastard, and you haven't even got to the 1,000 that you got to move, right? That's what it felt like. It was like it went up easy, and I shed it.
Right.
You know, it was like I took that 500 and screamed down the street with it like nothing. There was no fear. There was no second guessing. But I'll tell you what, things like that, my buddy was an Olympic lifter and a very good Olympic lifter, wrecked himself pretty good, never came back again. Never. He was never the same to this day. And you know what happened to him, Ned, which was really – and I'm sure it happened to a lot of guys, because I know it does. one injury after the, another followed. Now, I don't know if that was a psychological thing. I don't know if it was lack of concentration or fear, or you want to roll him up into a snowball and let him go.
Yeah. As you get older, yep, you got to get smarter.
Yep.
I mean, anybody could just do anything they want. You're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah,
not that you're stupid when you do hurt yourself, but I mean, you learn your body as you get older, and you just got to be really smart and know when to hit the gas. Like you said, hey, I was ready to go in November.
Yep, yep.
You know, all right. So if you went in July when you weren't ready, would it have been smarter for you to go then?
No, absolutely not.
You knew when you were ready, and then you did the right things, and you're smart. You're smart about your body. You always have been, Eric.
Thanks, Ned.
But to get back to what you were saying, when you said that, you know, that's kind of what happens with the Warriors. You know, they come in, they come in, everything just being negative, and, you know, I'll never be able to do this, I'll never be able to do that, I'll never, you know, whatever. And you know what? You get a little confidence going in them through their training, and they start to shed all that. And then they start to say, you know, maybe I can drive a car. Maybe I, you know, maybe I can talk to a girl. Maybe I can go back to school or whatever, you know. And one thing I love telling them is you're not going back to the hospital no more.
No.
You know, that's the last place you're going to go. Nobody should ever go to the hospital.
The nice thing you're doing with them too is it's like, it's a hard show, man. It's like you're not only trying to be their trainer, their friend, but you're trying to work that, you know, it's almost like you've got to be, I don't want to say a shrink, but you've got to really be a guy. What you're doing, you have to be a very understanding individual, because you and I both know sometimes some days just take you the wrong place. And it's like the last thing you want to hear right now from 10 people is, hey, Ned, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to jump out a fucking window, man. You know, but this is part of the thing, and it's like
there's all things all of us, you know, and I say this all the time too, because people think it's a big deal because it's with people with disabilities, but it's with everybody, Eric. It's with everybody. I mean, we all get down.
Yeah.
Everybody gets down. That's the problem with this country with the kids. We got kids that are down. They're giving them medications and everything else, which is only making it worse. You know, we can go on forever about, how they've ruined our youth, and that, you know, wait till they get to be adults and can't handle anything.
I mean, they'll all be dead at 40.
You know, that's the whole thing. And you know what? There's days that, you know what, I know when to, you know, to push people and, come on, let's go. You know, there's days, look, the people that come in, they're facing incredible obstacles. And some days it's got to be real overwhelming to them. And those are the days that I got to recognize where, you know, that we just take it back a little bit and figure it out and just move on. That's the whole thing. You know, life sucks. It really does. And you know what? The key is figuring out how to move on when it sucks so bad that you don't want to move anymore.
No, and I agree. And I'll tell you, what do you think? All right, I mean, you've been doing this for 25 years. Is there with I know everybody is an individual. I've got that whole deal. Mm-hmm. What do you? I mean, on the positive side and the negative side, what do you find with these men and women the most? Can you name like one positive feature that you see a lot in all of them that you really admire?
As a result of coming in, or when I first recognize when they come in, or
is there kind of like a, you know, say who knows how many you've seen, but is there a feature in all of them you can kind of recognize that you really like, even if you haven't worked with them yet? You know, like a
You know what it is, Eric? Because I'll tell you what, I have a hard time a lot of days. You know, somebody will piss me off for the stupidest thing. I'm like a mess for the rest of the day. I'm miserable. And you know what? And then I see people like my crew come in.
Yeah.
Dealing with what they're dealing with. I really feel like a loser. You know what I mean? And so I get a lot off of them. You know what I mean? Everybody thinks it's one way. It's really not. And it shouldn't be. I'd be a jerk. I'd be a jerk even to suggest that. But I get so much. You can draw. And I'm sure you did with your brother. You can draw so much from them, and it's my pleasure to give anything I have back to them, because they're here for in the circumstances they're under, not to get philosophical or anything like that. They're here for a reason, and I think it's to show everybody else that look it, move on, don't quit, move on. They're doing incredible. Let me tell you something. Most of the people in my program do way more than I do on weekends. You know what I mean? So the stuff that we worry about, the day-to-day stuff.
It means nothing.
Means nothing. Bills, come on. I pay them every now and then. I'm not worried about it. You know, the real stuff, the real stuff, that the life stuff is what matters. And I think, the both of us truly understand that. Not too many people do.
Well, you know what it is, too? I'll tell you something. Yesterday was, I called it a needy day. I was getting calls from different people, different things with the business, and it just seemed like everybody just didn't have it. They were like, well, I don't know about this. I'm going to do this. What do we got set up for the next week, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, it got about 4 o'clock, and I was like this. I'm done for the day. I just was like, I'm done for the day because right now I've got a lot of other things I have to do. We're going to be doing some pretty wild video with some stuff. And if I can get really rolling, we'll start videoing with the new stone next week, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, you know what? I just need to pull back. And it was a lifting night anyways. And I was like, I'm done. I'm going to go downstairs.
Yep.
Get everything ready, throw it on the Weber, have a nice meal, get out there about 7 o'clock, and away we go. Well, everything went to plan. And I'll tell you what the deal is. I have found is, from years doing it, the best medication for me is to go out there
Absolutely.
And throw that iron. Okay. Now, do you always have great workouts? No. Do I always have good stone workouts? No. I mean, go out there and split your finger, and then, as I said the other day, if you don't have chalk, if you don't have Gorilla tape, if you don't have Johnson's tape, and if you don't have some type of super glue, you better go out and get it, because that's the kit I use when I'm out there, because chances are something could happen. And I can't tell you how many times I put gashes together, either with chalk to coagulate the blood, and I use super glue to put the skin back together as long as it's So here's the deal, right? So I'm out there last night, and you know what, Ned? It was just like there ain't a damn thing in the world that bothers
me. Better believe
it. Nothing. And I can't – this is why I love doing this show so much, and I hope we can keep touching people like this. You got to go out and try this, man. Here's a guy that works with – true men and women that have had major, major injury to their body where not walking anymore. Think about that. Not walking anymore. And there they are showing up, man, no matter how they feel. It's like there's no excuse. And it's like last night I went out there, and it's like, you know what happens? My life resets. And by that, this is what I mean by that. It's like, I don't give a shit. Tomorrow's a new day. If I didn't go out tonight because I was being a little pissant about everything, you know what I always say? We used to say this. You miss this workout, you don't get it back, man. This could have been the workout maybe that had you get to Iceland 2 weeks earlier and lift that stone with ludicrous ease and march 50 meters around. This is what I'm saying. This is why when you are doing what you're doing with these gentlemen and ladies, it's like You have, and I know you know this. I don't have to tell you this, but for those who don't, what an opportunity you have! It's like we meet with like little Al, 14 years old. Now he's talking about going to a strongman meet next year. Those are important things, man. Go ahead.
You're 100% right. I've always heard all these years, well, it's a great thing you're doing, but you know what? Look at you. I'm 57 now. I've pretty much, until the CNN thing came, I never knew how, where the gym's doors were going to stay open. I mean, my gym's in the projects.
Yeah, I know.
Now everybody thinks, well, yeah, we've got this great program. Well, I've always had the program. I've never charged, and I've never made any money. So, because we understand, me and you understand. Let me tell you something, Eric. To this day, I don't lift nearly what I used to, but I don't care. I have my workout every day. I shut the door. I put on no music. Yep. Anybody who even tries knocking on the door or calling me, forget it. It ain't happening. You know, I got these great steel doors, and there's like a 4-inch window pane in it. I cover the 4 inches. that's how sick I am.
No,
I tell you what, that's my time, and that's when I reset myself.
Yes.
And then when you reset yourself, you're in the place where you can help other people.
Yes.
Because without that, all you want to do is hurt people.
Yeah, and you know what the thing is too, Ned? You're dedicated. Okay? That's the difference. See, you and I both have known a lot of people over the years, good lifters. We talked about one in the beginning, no name. But you know something? Most of them are all paper tigers.
Right.
You know? You can be cordial with people. You can be friends with them or whatever. But, you know, come talk to me 25 years later. Are you still around?
What did he mean to them, it means to us? And that's what I tried to understand, the feeling.
Yep.
And that's what's great about the people I work with. I think they get it. It's more it's more than trophies. It's more than going out and looking good or whatever. It's that feeling inside that we don't ever want to lose. I don't think they ever had it.
No. You know something, too? The good looking outside, it's a byproduct of hard training. If you look at, you know something, you and I both know, you know, me and Joey used to say to you when we were kids, you know, it was always Ned's neck. You know what I mean? It was like, you got to see Ned's neck. Ned used to do every goddamn plate and some on a Nautilus 4-way, which, by the way, my friend, I have one here.
Yeah, and I got the nerve damage to prove it.
And you're right, okay? But the thing was, it was shit like that, the traps on. You know, that's what I say to anybody that comes and trains with me. You know, the neck, the forearms, the hands, the fingers, things that can disable people.
Right.
A neck where if you get popped, you're not going to get knocked out because they can't turn your neck, okay? And if they do, it ain't going to be shit. But to make a long story short, it's shit like that, you know, and the outers show that. But, you know, I always say at the end of the show, you'll hear it today, if someone, contacts you in the gym or the concrete jungle, give your time to them because you don't know what that word or just that phrase is going to do with somebody. And I see, like with Little Al, and I know you see it with the people that you're coaching there, the gentlemen and ladies, there's certain things you say to people or just like a nudge. And all of a sudden, man, it's like somebody lit a fire under their ass and they're going.
Something that clicks.
Yes, yes.
Stuff,
and you know
stuff that we experience too.
Yep. Well, the thing is, see, being a big man like you are and handling stuff that you do, most of the time that's going to command respect to begin with, whether they like what you do or not. Okay? It's like you were saying with World's Strongest Man when you're up in Canada. I mean, here's the novices out there that couldn't lift a fucking thumbtack, all right? But, man, they see these guys ripping stones or flipping tires, and they're like, holy shit, man, I want to be part of this, you know? And that's what it's about. See, you're part – you've built your community, man. You've done – you're with people that have like-minded interests. Of course, they can't do all the things you do, but that doesn't matter, like you said. They're in there for the long haul. They're in there to get strong. They're in there to get vibrant. They're in there to get mentally strong because I'll tell you what, I've learned – and I've learned this in the last 25 years. I've never believed in taking anybody, never taken an opponent or anybody not serious. I believe that, we could talk about a name, but I won't bring him up. That got his face punched in, I saw one night in a bar, that was a big bodybuilder from Troy. I'll just go there, right? You know who it is. I'll tell you what, never underestimate, but I'll tell you with what you're dealing with, you're dealing with people that are not only inspirational, but they're so motivational that those are the people we should be investing our time with. Now, they don't necessarily have to be in a wheelchair. We discount too many people because maybe they don't play the part, maybe they don't look the part, but I got news for you. These are people that should be admired and envied. These are the people that I want around me when some kid says, how do I do this? What do I do? Well, let me tell you, this is what I've done, and this is how we should try it, and blah, blah, blah. That's the important shit. It's not this thing like my brother was telling me the other day. He's driving down to Scotland. This guy isn't even looking. He's texting, walked right off the curb in the middle of the road. My brother could have run him over.
Yeah.
My brother, well, I won't say what he yelled out the window at him. You know, my brother said he still didn't lift his head.
Yeah, that's great, ain't it?
Yeah, it's great. I'll tell you another funny story before we get back. I was up to my buddy Mikey Futia's restaurant on Western Ave. I'm sitting there with a buddy of mine. We're eating. I would assume this guy and girl or boyfriend, girlfriend are married. They didn't say a word to each other the whole time. They hardly ate their meal. They were texting the whole friggin' time. I wanted to get up and take the phone and shove it down their throat. You know, think about you going out with your wife or me going out with my girlfriend. You know what they would do? I tell you what, I won't even repeat what would get done to me.
You're
probably
the best. You're the best.
I mean, but look, so let's
one thing. I wrote it down so I don't forget, but I think, you know, we were touching on, you know, the guys that come and go. They never had it inside. Yeah. I mean, look, if you look back in your life and kind of what we've made our life's mission is – that we found a way that prepared you for life. It wasn't just about, you know, we got a contest in 3 months or you know, I got a goal here to do this. It was beyond that. It was bigger than that. You know, we're going to be around here for a while, whether anybody else likes it or not, and I'm going to be ready for whatever comes my way. You know, you never know what comes at you in life. You're going to deal with a million problems, you know, family stuff. Sometimes stuff gets thrown at you. I have no fault of your own. But guess what? You're going to have to deal with it. And I tell you what, all the best people I've ever learned from were people who went beyond sets and reps and weight. It was beyond that. It was just the way that you carry yourself and the confidence building and just instilling in you the strength never to quit and to always move on. And I think that's what's missing today. With our, and it really bothers me about young kids. I mean, everybody gets a trophy, whether you win or lose.
Absolutely.
You know what? It's okay. You know, you got these idiot parents paying personal trainers hundreds of thousands of dollars to do things that are only going to hurt them.
Yeah.
You have a whole industry. You talked about it earlier. That's making the orthopedic business in America rich. But you know what? It's the basic thing to prepare people for life, prepare people for adversity. I mean, you know, that's all you're going to face in life. I don't care who you are. Adversity is coming your way, and it might be in the next second. And the better you're prepared for it physically, which is the great part about training, you're always ready for adversity physically, but mentally, to get back to where we started all this. To be able to say, yeah, so what? I'm here. I'll figure it out. Yeah, I'm down. I'm down. I may be even close to out. But guess what? Yeah. Not for long.
No. Well, you know something? I think that this movie should have gotten an Academy. But we're living in a different time. We're living in a very feminized time. Do you remember, I'm sure you saw it, the last Rocky movie, Rocky Balboa?
Yes.
And I remember him. I don't know if it was in the movie or
with
his
son. It was.
Oh, yes.
It was.
That. Dude, that was the most beautiful thing I think I've ever heard.
You know, absolutely. I see people post it on Facebook every now and then.
Yep.
And I go, you know what? I always wished I wrote it down. Because let me tell you something. Now, there's a guy who wrote that. He didn't read that. He wrote that because he knows.
Yep.
He knows. Everything's he's had it made. Look at his life lately.
Totally.
You know, his son, I believe,
made committed suicide.
You know, I mean, I tell you, that scene, I agree with you totally. I mean, that's the way life is. And, man, if you ain't ready for it, you're going to get steamrolled.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, one thing he said, too, which really I thought and sat about it. I sat and thought about it for a while. He said that he used to like to put himself in really, really tight situations. By that, it was like in a situation where you almost had to fight yourself out. And they're like what? And he was like, I would squeeze a tennis ball until I thought my hand was going to explode. And I was like, shit, man. And he was like, you know why I did that? Because he said I wanted to keep myself out of any type of comfort zone and put pressure on myself all the time. And I was like, and I started doing that a lot in the power rack with like squatting, with doing dead stops out of the hole. And I was like, I put myself in a situation where I'd have a lot of stuff around me, which I always did anyways, is that room is tight in there. But there was always stuff like around me. I knew it. And I'd have to squeeze myself under that bar and come up out of the hole or not. Or you'd come up one side and drop, right? And I was like, this is what it's all about. You know, set an egg timer.
Eric, you're 100% right. There's no better way to live your life than outside your comfort zone, man. Yep. And I'll tell you what, and you understand what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you something. Our whole country is about comfort.
It's totally comfort. And you know,
another thing we were talking, and it's ruined it, and you know it has.
Well, it totally has, and we've lost the family unit,
right,
too. You know, I don't get political with stuff here, and people have tried out, but anybody that doesn't think something right now isn't off here,
yeah,
is not smelling the roses every day, because I can tell you this, I've encountered more people. Well, I'll tell you one thing, Ned, more than anything, I know we've really veered off, but
sorry.
But it all pertains to the mind, and I want to get back to some things with the Warriors, but you know, I don't know about you, but I've always been a big observer. And like today, I had to go and do some stuff, and I don't want to give them kudos, but I had to go. There's a certain thing I like at Whole Foods I get, and the co-op, and go get meat up in Stuyvesant Plaza,
well,
and Prime.
Awesome.
And
that place is awesome.
All that, yeah, because I'm waiting for them to run sales on cowboy steak.
Oh.
So, you know what I mean? All right, so did you ever notice everybody seems to walk around with a face like they're going to kick your ass?
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, you know what I mean? What's happened to the world? Nobody can say hello, how you doing, or anything like that. It's like they look at you like F you, and it's like, go ahead, man, I'll hit you right over the head with this fucking cowboy steak. You know what I'm saying? And I'll drag you into Ed Lee's and shove a fucking lit cigar down your throat. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what's happened with everything, and why is this discontent, and why is it so much fun to be mean to people? And I know not everybody's like that, but it's like, you know what? You remember in the old days, and there were brothers out, we used to always laugh. One had a big upper body and chicken stick legs. I look at these guys, and they're the same way. You know, all they are is pecs and biceps, and you and I both know, you get hit with nothing underneath your top frame, you're going to go flying, man.
I just love all the guys that go around wearing MMA gear now.
Oh, I know.
And
they're sleeved up all over
the
place.
Yeah.
Is that really making you independent or a copycat? Hey, check this out. I put a nice garden in every year, and I was down at Hewitt's in Glenmont, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this girl was, she's been there before, really pretty, and I could tell she had, like, something on her trap or shoulder tattoo-wise, right? So the last time I go in there, I walk in there, and I'm like, hey, how you doing, blah, 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 right? And I look, and she's got a sleeve from the top down to her fingers, and she goes, do you like that? And I was like, not really. I'm not really into tattoos like that. She goes, well, you know, you get one, and you can't stop. I was like, what do you mean? She goes, well, my parents hate it. I was, well, you know, can you imagine what they're probably thinking like that? And I just walked out, man. I was like, I'm not going to say anymore because I'm going to really insult her. But here's the deal. It's like lifting gives you an identity that's different, and I let me explain this how I see it. You and I both know with lifting, and one thing I liked you touched upon was we weren't worrying about all this genetic horse shit, and we know genetics plays a big thing, how big you can get, muscle bellies, how tall you're going to get bones, but there's a lot of underdogs that have done damn good in all forms of lifting, and you know the whole thing is this. Lifting, especially like with the Warrior Project you're doing and everything, it's like these guys and gals and us and all the ones who've been blessed by this stuff, it's like, do you realize you can literally take your body and change it? How many people can do that with things? Do you realize how many of us, name a sport, okay? You and I could be 100 years old and still squatting 200 pounds.
Right.
You think you're going to see football players are broken by the time they're fucking 25?
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
Baseball, maybe they got more longevity. We see 40-year-olds like A-Rod and in their 40s playing. That's a freak, okay? Basketball, come on. I've talked to doctors. Their knees are fucking spent in 3 years usually in the NBA, all right? Just broken in pieces, whether it's visible yet or not, but the shit gone. So tell me this. It's like,
and yet the people will be told that doing strongman and weightlifting and powerlifting will kill you.
Absolutely. I love that, man. And I'll tell you what, Ned, with little Al here, and I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface yet. I've built that kid 6 pounds lifting sandbags, doing step-ups, just basic shit, man. You know, rolling big stones, carrying, you know, 50, 100-pound sandbags. He's using Soren's X's trap bar. He pulled from just below his knees. Well, let me put it this way. He used it 5 days ago. He never had done one. He pulled easy. And everybody will say, well, what? It's no big deal. He pulled 200 pounds. He never lifted. He pulled it with ludicrous ease, and I probably could have let him go to 2 1/4, but we're on a program. Well, Friday, he was over Wednesday night. I just wanted to see what his limit was to a point in the rack. I had him at about mid-shin with it. He got to 300, but that's his max, all right? Now, you know, here's the point of the matter. While his friends, as he tells me, are all bench pressing,
right,
I said, don't worry about your friends, man. We're going to get you strong from head to toe. We'll hit the bench. We'll hit some dumbbells. Don't worry about it. But right now, I'm a believer. This is something I'm going to ask you because you've been in this so long. I wish I knew right now about carrying 25, 30 years ago. And I'll tell you why. I think, and we can talk about farmer's walk, but I'm just talking carrying stones or sandbags, Ned. I've watched this in my life translate to so much power into three lifts, four lifts, that this is what I'm doing with any kid athlete, especially football players and stuff. He's playing basketball, obviously, and I hope he does. What's your take on that? You've watched enough of this. What do you think about walking with stuff?
I think it's a more natural way of building strength, especially for athletes. I mean, it's more sports specific. I mean, I will never say anything bad about squats. I'll never say anything about cleans. But I'll never say anything against power cleans or anything like that. But there are certain – look, if you get a guy – like take a basketball player that's never lifted weights, that's 6'6". Is it really important for him to do power cleans?
Not at all.
I mean, he would be better off doing sandbag training.
This has been on my mind too, because you've seen enough of this at the high school level. You think we're at the point now? Why does everybody follow the same shit, and why is everybody still doing power cleans and stuff?
I don't know. Do
you think they belong still?
I was never a big fan of power cleans. What's really disturbed me is watching how everybody's doing snatches nowadays.
Oh, I know,
man. You know, and one-arm dumbbell snatches. I mean, you're just asking for trouble. But there's more, especially if you're an athlete, Eric. We're talking athletes here. I think there are more sports-specific movements that you could be doing that are less high risk. I mean, you never used to hear of guys in the NFL and the NBA, because my friend's a trainer for the Knicks, that have hurt themselves in strength and conditioning in the off season that put them out for the season. You've never heard that before. It's because they're doing stupid shit that's not sports specific.
Well, you hit upon something before the younger athletes, and I meant to follow up with that. We got a guy on the show, great guy, Gareth Denyer. He's down in Texas, and I think he's put out over 100 football players for Division I. He's good. And he told me the big cop now with everything is, and the parents are bringing their kids here, because here's another thing. Everybody thinks they're the next this one, that one, or the other one. And the parents, like you said, they're worse. I mean, I've been, you know, my brother, my brother-in-law, Dan, I'm not going to say his last name, but he's the head coach up in Gilderland football. Mm-hmm. You probably know him or know of him. All right.
I don't envy him, but dealing with those parents, I'll tell you that much.
Well, it's bad, man, but I'll tell you what. I've sat in those bleachers. Holy shit. I got in an argument with the quarterback's mother one night. he would have died, man. It was hilarious. His helmet kept flying off, and I yelled, like, I said, buckle your fucking helmet. Like, she goes like this. I didn't know who she was. She goes, don't you talk about my son that way. And I looked at her, and she was with this limpy-ass guy. I said, shut the you-know-what up. I was like, I don't even want to hear your crap. And my sister was, like, looking at me. I was like, she goes, please don't start a fight here. You know? But it was like, what is it with this stuff where we can't buckle our equipment? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I can't even watch team sports at any level anymore because of the way they behave on the field. You know what? And you know, we're not alone. I mean, you know, look, I played football, high school football, big deal. But then you listen to a guy like Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Who, you know, might have been the best of all times, whatever. But he might have been the best person of all times. You listen to him the way he talks about the guys that are playing nowadays, and he's right. You know, look at the way they behave, and look at the way, you know, they got all the, all this money, and they're not out there. You know what? Giving it, leaving it on the field. You know, he never ran out of bounds ever,
nope.
ever. And
you know,
I don't know, and it's trickled down to the youth sports.
Well, yeah, because you know what? I see what's going on. I watch these kids train and stuff, and I mean, I do believe strongman stuff is probably some of the best stuff you can train anybody with. But here's the deal. I mean, it's trickling that down into like grammar school now. Now look, I think you can compensate for anything. You know, you don't you get a small tire, a 14-inch tire empty, and have a, you know, if you want, have your 6-year-old, 7-year-old flip it. But I don't think at that point, I got a little nephew too, who's 5. He's real interested. I don't push.
No.
I bring little rocks over to him. I build little sandbags for him. If he comes here, last time he was here, I mean, he was out lifting 5-pound stones, 5-pound sand, having the time of his life. But I just said to him, Danny, you want to try something? Yes. That was it, man. And if he was doing stuff, I'd show him, like, form. And, you know, 5 years old. I mean, you capture their attention for maybe a few minutes, and they're off to something else. And that's fine. But the thing I like doing, especially like him, of course, you know, it's your family, but it wouldn't matter. I do it with any kid that wanted help. Like you're doing with the Warrior Project. You know, and I said this before, and I'll say it again. You're shaping minds, man. You're shaping people that maybe just need a little bit, or just a little. And you know something? If he wants to play football like his father, good for him. If he wants to do strongman, good for him. If he wants to go out and be the biggest corporate executive, good for him. But the thing is this, you have the ability, and we don't know where we're going to point, you know, where are they going to point and where's it going to fire to? But I think it's just such an important thing, and I don't think we can get enough of it.
No, you're right. You're preparing them for life, regardless which way he goes.
Ned, what do you, you know, we've got at least 10 more minutes. What do you enjoy most about the Warrior Project? I mean, what's brought you the most to yourself personally? You know, I mean, when you get up in the morning and you think about your day, and I know what you're saying, you have these days, but what is this project brought you?
It's like the ultimate challenge for guys like us, Eric.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
Somebody's coming to you for help.
Yep.
And it's different than I want to score some touchdowns, or I want to do good in the bench meet or something. It's directed toward making them independent as possible, so they can rely on themselves.
I love that to
do what they want to do in life. So I mean that's a challenge that I like to take. It's like I almost can't wait especially when I get new people. Measure them up like we do by just looking at them.
Sure.
You know, there's a few things we can have them do, and we know where they're going to be in 6 weeks. They have no clue.
Yeah.
And you can't tell them because they're going to think you're from out of space.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I know where you're going to get in 6 weeks, and I can't wait to get them there.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Halfway to 6 weeks, you'll know you'll have them hooked. Because then they'll know they're going to get there. So that's kind of – it's just the whole challenge and being able to make a difference in their lives. That's good enough for me. That's all I need. I don't need any money. I don't need awards.
No.
You know, everybody says, oh, you got the big award. I don't care. You know, it's – you know, whatever. You know,
What was the thing? I want to bring that up. Now, you're in Muscle and Fitness.
Well, last year I was nominated without my knowledge for CNN Heroes.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that video.
And I got selected, and I was on CNN, and, you know, I tell you what, Eric, the response has been unbelievable. I mean, from around the world, you know, the people with disabilities all wish they could come.
Well, I got news for you. If you got no problem with it, we're going to get that up this weekend, that interview on CNN. I'll put that up on Fiorello Barbell, and we'll push that out all over the
place. Well, here's what I ended up doing, Eric, because, you know, I get all these people, for the first time in my life, I got these people that are wanting my help that I can help.
Yeah, I got
it. Because
you.
They're in Africa or wherever else. So I started this project called the Hercules Project, where I'm shipping out. I use a lot of resistance bands for these guys.
Yeah.
And I mean real good resistance bands, like you would understand.
Yep.
Not like flimsy pieces of crap you get in therapy. And, you know, because it's easier for me, I tie them to the pipes, I tie them to whatever. And, right, or I'll hold them manually. And it's easier for them to walk, because a lot of the people I have work with, their ranges of motions are compromised. So I have to work around that. And so what I ended up doing, I made a deal with an equipment company. So I'm shipping out free resistance band packages all around the world to anybody who wants them. And my biggest client so far I got has been the UN mine service, survivors of landmines in these countries where they have no rehab.
Awesome.
So I've been sending out tons of stuff to Africa, Cambodia, where they're hanging these things off of trees.
Wow.
Getting strong, you know, and I Skype the people that showed them what to do. You know, that's about my extent of technology is Skype.
That's okay.
You know, hey, so in a way, you know, where the award, I got a little money from it, you know, because of the exposure. So for like a year, I didn't have to worry about, looking over my shoulder.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
But next year's coming, so who knows what's going to happen. But,
yeah, exactly.
But I don't care. I don't care.
Look what you're doing, man. I mean, it all works out. It all comes through in the wash at the end, man.
Something we love doing that we could share with others. It's not a magical thing. I'm certainly not a hero or a miracle worker. It's just I found something that I really can't live without, and I can't wait to share it with other people.
And you know something? One thing I learned through the last 2.5 years of this whole thing was this. I can't ever go back to what I was doing, and people be like, well, how could you walk away from an 80K job? I'd probably be making at least 90 now, and the responsibilities would be big, but I would be able to do stuff where I don't have to manage people and still take that time. But here's the deal. For anyone that's never had anything like this, I can tell you this. When you go into entrepreneurship and you do something you love, you'll never go back. And I'll tell you why. No matter how bad it gets, I remember reading Tony Robbins. I think he was down to his last $20 before he started making money. I mean, he was just about done.
Sure.
All right? Here's the gist of it. When you find something you love, what you think about most will attract to you. And I can tell you, sitting here talking to Ned Norton, nothing is more visible than that. It's like looking at the nose on my face. Mm-hmm. It happens. And I'll tell you right now, when you get to that point and you've got your head beat in numerous times, you come back, you will never go back to what you're doing. And I'll tell you what happens. And I'll give it to you for free when they're out charging you 10 grand to tell you this. I'll tell you the experience. Sure. What happens to you is, you change, and you change mentally, physically, and inside you, okay, to a point where all those things that maybe used to eat you alive before no longer do.
That's right.
People that maybe mattered to you and gave you a lot of shit, you no longer associate with, because you know these are not people that are going to look out for your welfare, to work with you, to make you get better. You want to surround yourself with people of like-minded interest. You don't have to agree with everything. None of us do.
Right.
But the thing is, we're all, like, Ned hasn't been never on this show, all right? I'm going to do everything I can to help promote Warriors on Wheels through Motivation and Muscle now. I want to do that. It has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with he's a friend. It wouldn't matter if I didn't even know him and he came to me in Albany. This is a worthy thing. These are people that need to be shown out there because they are some of the most inspiring people you'll ever see. This guy here is running a business, all right? I don't care what he tells you. He's not making money while this. Fine, all right? But the point of the matter is this is his dream. This is something he's put into action, and here he is today. We're talking on the show about it. It's the same way with the business. You can't go back. And there's no way you're ever going to be able to go work for anybody because at this point I've tasted freedom. Freedom. Does anybody know what that word means anymore? Freedom. Okay? When you taste freedom like this, when the asshole who's making $40 an hour and you're doing all the work making $8 tells you to go dump that friggin' trash can, you're going to turn around and say, F you, I quit. How long did you last? A day. Okay, so like Ned said, he was in situations there was going to be no way. He was either going to get fired or quit. I can tell you, once you reach that point in your life when you know what you want and you love it, no matter what, when you know, when my feet hit the floor at 5:30 in the morning to start getting ready to blog about 5:45, I'm happy as shit. I don't care if I beat the life out of me from lifting. I will get up no matter what, all right? It's a thing that you have to do. It's a responsibility, and it's something that I hope that I can go till the day they say you can't do it anymore, and I'm hoping one way or the other, whether it's family or whatever, someone's going to want to keep this thing going, because by the time I get done, it's going to be everywhere, and in every. I hope we're in living rooms at that point.
Good for you.
But, Ned, you know...
Well, I appreciate it, Eric. Thank you.
No, that hey, you're welcome. You know, and before we sign off and everything, what are you looking at? What do you think down the road you see for Warriors and yourself? I mean, if there's ways to expand these programs and get you – I mean, I don't know where you want to go.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever had a shot at national prominence,
yeah.
What do you see? Or do you just like being that local hometown guy?
Well, you know what? I really do like – I sort of expanded my reach, you know, with this Hercules project thing.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm perfectly happy in my gym. You know, is it practical to go national or anything? Probably not.
No.
You know, there's no money in it. Nobody's interested. I've had people that have loved the program for years that wanted to do grand programs and projects with it, but there's no money in it. It doesn't make any sense. You know, to them, it doesn't make any sense. But
right,
you know what?
Right.
I got my spot. I got it figured out. And you know what? Times will probably be tough again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tougher because I got a family now. You know, it was just me worrying about protein, getting up and trying to work out. You know, is one thing. But you know what? I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And but you know what? I've been given an opportunity here, and I can't take that lightly. And I don't want to let it drop by without trying to at least help as many people as I can. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do. And, you know, while keeping my routine.
Hey, I'm with it. Hey, you know something, man?
As long as it doesn't mess up my workouts, I'm good.
I'm with you, man, because I'm the same way. If you don't have that, you got nothing.
That's right.
Because, see, people don't realize the way we're kind of, like, set up. It's like that stuff is like candy to us. If you don't have it, stay away from it. But, It's you know, when all that shit happened with the job, if it wasn't for having a good family base and learning correctly and lifting all these years, you know, I could potentially have just lost my mind, seriously. Because the mental, the job loss, that type of money, not knowing what you're going to do, the market was really...
We're in tough times right now.
Yes, sir, we are. But, you know...
People are getting laid off.
Yep.
Tragic things are happening, and they can't deal with it.
Nope.
Suicide is off the tracks.
Yeah,
you've got to be strong in this world. You know, like we said earlier, life is tough, man. And I'll tell you what, you got to be strong, not just physically but mentally. And you know, you know the key. You have the key to that.
Well, the fundamentals are this, man. It's like with anything, you know, figure out what you want to do. You know, if you need to go out and research, which you should always research, if there's people you know you can talk to them. Hey, put your plan of action together. Nothing's going to happen in 90 days like all these stupid-ass infomercials are on. plan on a lifetime. If you can plan on a lifetime and a love for this, I will guarantee you, I'll give you the guarantee, you'll get through anything and you'll be as successful as you want to be. While everybody else is falling down around you and crying and doing nothing about it. As my father always said, be a leader, not a follower, man.
That's right, my friend, and you are being a leader. And I'm very
Thanks,
proud of
man.
What you've done.
Thanks. And, dude, I'm proud of you, too, man.
I hope you realize all your dreams. You're living your dream, brother. And I'll tell you what, I know I'm probably going to get this wrong, but I heard it a million times. There's a saying that if you do what you love for a living, you don't work a day in your life.
You're right.
And I mean, I've heard that somewhere, and it really makes all the sense in the world.
Makes total sense, man.
People say, well, you know, I don't even know what my hours are. What are your hours? I don't know what my hours. What do you mean what my hours are?
Yeah, no shit.
Forget about that.
Yeah, just don't knock on the damn door when I'm deadlifting or bench. And I got my cover over the window. don't come around. But then after that, you come around.
Yeah.
This was a great show, and I want to have you on a lot if you can swing
anytime you got a spot when you want to fill it, and I'd be glad to talk to you. Like I said, me and you could go on forever. A couple of old ladies here.
Okay, because this is what people like, man. This is, hey, you know what this is, man? These are people, like, I get this from a lot of people.
We're not the only two, Eric.
And I know that, but you know something? People like authenticity, and that's what you're going to get. Because I'll tell you, I've known you long enough, I've had people say to me, Ned, it feels like I'm sitting in the same room with you talking. Now, when you get compliments like that, that's pretty damn nice, man.
Yeah, it was great. This was great, Eric. I really enjoyed it.
It's fun. All right, well, look. Give all your information out. I'll give mine out. Just hang on the line, and I'll talk to you offline if you would, please.
Absolutely.
So go ahead.
Anybody wants to contact me, it's easy. Email is warriorsonwheels@yahoo.com. And if anybody out there has a friend who's got disabilities or knows anybody, I'll send them free equipment. They can do that through Ned's Hercules Project @gmail.com.
Beautiful.
And that's it, brother.
Okay. This is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by Dr. William Wong's Essentials, www.docspreferred.com. Sorenex Equipment, sorenex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111, heartscollision.com, or call Lori or Alex at 518-477-7937. Also, go out to Fiorella Barbell Co., download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Free. That's all you got to do is leave your email. That's it. And no one's going to be badgering you either. Go out and look at that. Also, check out our Winner's Circle, 12 modules. You heard Ned and I talking today. It's loaded, just like that, but with routines, power rack training, sandbag domination, York iron boot routines that I do. It's all over the place. You want something out there that's going to really give you the guts of everything. It's not going to be something where buy this 3 months down the road, you got to buy this to complete that. I don't do anything like that. We're going to take this database and build it huge. We're going to put out products all over the place. People, I want to come in. Tell me what you like. You got an issue. Let's talk about it with everybody. Let's put stuff together. But I've also got like 4 products right now ready to go, which will be out, I hope, if not by the end of the year, early in 2016. We got all the stuff with Iceland. There's a million things going on. There's a million things going on behind the scenes right now where we're building the company. Come on aboard and advertise with us. Be a sponsor. $300 a month, over 60,000 listeners already. What can I tell you? I mean, and Chris can build any branding you want for more. It's going to cost a little more, but come on aboard. I said, let's have 25 years together. Let's work together. Let's have some good relationships, and let's get your brand out there. You can help me. I'd be glad to help you. Also, too, we got Chris Bigelow, monsterdevelopment.com, 800-687-1609. FiorellaBarbellCo.com, motivationandmuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Go out there and give us a review. We've been getting 5 stars from everybody. The more you do that, the more I get out internationally, too. Let's see, Facebook, Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle. We're at Twitter at Fiorello Eric. And, like I said during the show, I said to Ned, if somebody seeks you out in the concrete jungle, don't be afraid to give them your time. And if you want to get a hold of us, too, I didn't mention that, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.IR.com. If you like Ned and I talking together and there's something you'd like us to talk about, I'm sure we can pull that off for you, too. And as my mom always said, if you see somebody, meet somebody, don't be afraid to say hello or give them a smile. She used to tell us that as kids all the time. Might be the only time anybody says a word to them. Ned and I got into this. The world is upside down right now. Don't be like everybody else. Stand out from the crowd. Like I just said, be a leader, not a follower. And last but not least, my favorite, go out tonight, lift some big hunks of iron, lift some stones up, turn them into dust. Remember this. We're domination, man. We're going to be a million strong. Domination. That's it. Ned, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate it. Thank you. It was awesome.
It was great to have you on. And just hang on. I'll be right with you. So, Ned Norton, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening to today's show. We'll start the engine up again Monday morning. Got a big week next week, and I hope we've got a lot done on the website and we're ready to sail. I will find out next week. So have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.